Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Nora Christensen, event coordinator for the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce in Main Street, Warsaw. Welcome, Nora.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day in Kosciuszko County. You've got quite an event coming up. Tell us all about it.
We do. So on Tuesday, June 9th, we have our Senior Expo and Outreach. We're very excited. This is our second year.
Now, where will this be?
This is going to be out at Warsaw Community Church, and we will be there open to the public from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Now, what is a Senior Expo, and what kind of people will be there?
So this event is open to everybody in the community. Obviously, we are trying to target our senior population, caregivers for that population, or anyone who maybe just wants some more information for the future. Come out. There will be over 65 vendors ranging from assisted living facilities all the way through the senior centers and the KCVB, who will be talking about different activities people can get involved in. So we're trying to cover the gamut of all aspects of senior life.
Yeah, well, that's true, because it's not just for seniors, because I know I've been, we've all been maybe caretakers of our parents or grandparents. And so when you get thrown into that world, you have no idea what to expect until you're there. And you don't know what you don't know. Other than just the vendors booth, what other activities are going on?
Absolutely. So we are going to have a tech corner provided by the lab from downtown Warsaw.
Perfect.
So anybody who has any small tech questions that they can answer on the spot and or fixes that they can do on the spot, or they can give you more information about what to do in the future and how you can contact them if it's a larger issue you are having. And then we will also have the Sheriff's Department there from 10 to 2 for a pill drop. So anyone, if you have any extra medications that you just need to get out of your home, it's a very safe way to do that.
Perfect.
And we will also be having some breakout sessions. The first one is from First Source Bank, talking about different fraud and things that they see in banking specifically for the senior population. And then we also have Will Stockdale from an elder attorney who will be there also in the afternoon session. So we have two different sessions for that as well.
That sounds perfect. Now, did I hear something about breakfast?
Well, actually lunch. So we will be giving out 150 free lunches for the first 150 people to come in. Miller's will be handing out tickets, and you can collect a box lunch.
That sounds fantastic. So thank you for joining us today. But before we leave, tell us again where, when, and how they sign up.
Yeah, so the Kosciuszko County Senior Expo and Outreach will be on June 9th. It is free to come. All are welcome. And we will be at Warsaw Community Church from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Great. No registration necessary. Just come on out.
Not at all. We'd just love to see everybody.
Thank you, Nora. Thanks for joining us today, and thank you for all you do for the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I am down at the beautiful Lakeland Art Gallery. I'm here with Jan Campbell, and Jan's going to give us a brief history of the Lakeland Art Gallery, and then she's going to talk to us about the featured artist, which is herself. Welcome, Jan.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here today. Thanks.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, and I love your artwork. Oh. It's so beautiful. So tell us about the Lakeland Art Gallery.
Well, it goes way back to 1957 when Fred Olds, who was an art teacher at the high school, organized and wanted to have an art gallery, and Lila O'Connell became the director. So it's had a long history and numerous locations. This location is lovely. Melody Kaur headed the renovation of this.
And where are we?
We are at 119 South Buffalo Street, right next to La Troje.
Good example, okay? Yes.
Yeah. So we set it up to encourage aspiring artists as well as accomplished artists to bring their work in, share their knowledge, their ideas, and interact with people who have an interest in expressing themselves through art.
Right. Oh, it's beautiful. I love how you change the displays and everything, and it's right downtown. So tell us what kind of events you have here, maybe some classes that you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, the exhibit up front changes about every 6 weeks. So we have a new featured artist up there. Twice a year we do member exhibitions that are juried. Okay. So those are really fun to see, you know, what all is entered into that.
Yeah.
Classes vary. We can do classes of any kind. If you have an interest in a certain class, let us know. And we certainly have some member that is accomplished in that could do the class.
Sure.
But everything from painting and watercolor and acrylic to craft classes to photography to alcohol ink. I do a class with decorating ornaments, glass ornaments.
Sure.
With alcohol ink. They're just beautiful. So the place is wide open for classes.
Well, we just looked at some of your alcohol ink paintings. They're beautiful.
It's a wonderful medium, and it's beautiful, transparent colors. And we use alcohol to spread it and maneuver it, and it's just a fascinating medium to work with.
Now, you mentioned sometimes you have things for members. You have memberships at Lakeland Art Gallery?
You can become a member, yes, for $50 a year.
Oh, that's it?
If you want to help run the gallery one time a month and become a docent, it's $40 a year.
Okay.
So it's a really inexpensive way to get your art out there, as well as come in and view all the talent that we have in this area.
Yeah. Well, great. You know, I love the word docent. I just learned that word, everybody. I just learned that about 10 minutes ago. And so I want to volunteer just so I can say I'm a docent.
It's really fun to docent. It is. You meet so many people. But it was new to me, too.
Oh, good, 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 good. So what are your hours here at 119 South Buffalo?
We are open 11:30 to 4:30, Wednesday through Saturday, except for Friday, where we're open till 6.
Great. I know you've taken a part in your co-sponsor, like with the Sippin' Shops downtown and yes. some of the other events, yes. the third Fridays and stuff we have down here. That's great.
And we will be open the second and third Fridays of this month till 7. And we'll be serving refreshments during those times on Friday nights.
Oh, great. So. Now, I see you have a lot of not only paintings, but you have jewelry, pottery, sculptures. Now, are those just for exhibit or are those for sale also?
Almost everything here is for sale.
Okay.
Yeah, so some things are marked not for sale for particular reasons, but almost everything is for sale.
Great. Now, tell us about the featured artist this month. I think somebody's near and dear to your heart. I'm kidding. It's Jan. Jan Campbell. We're featuring her artwork. And tell us about some of the pieces you have.
Well, I have everything from watercolor to acrylic to alcohol ink, and I'm also doing some decoupage bottle lamps that are lighted.
Oh, cool.
So, and I have baskets that I've made. But the art itself goes back many years. In fourth grade, I was in Pittsburgh and got chosen to go to Carnegie Art Institute.
Oh, my goodness.
On Saturdays.
Wow.
Through high school. So I acquired a lot of basic knowledge there, but didn't really use it in this format. I used it when I was a teacher and various jobs I had. But when I retired, we owned Stephan Baby over in Pierston.
Oh, sure.
For 33 years.
Oh, I didn't realize that was yours.
Yeah, that was ours.
Sure.
So I designed all the baby goods
yes.
and fabrics and clothing and all that for the company for all that time.
Sure.
But never painted an actual picture, so to speak.
Right.
So when I retired, I said, you know, I really need some way to fill my time. And I just started painting. And it was like, wow, I can do this.
There
this is fun.
Yeah.
So I've just loved getting more involved with the art world and learning how to watercolor and use acrylics. And the alcohol ink is just a great medium, too, as I said.
Yeah. So. Well, we both share a passion for Tippy Lake. We both live on Tippy
Absolutely.
Lake. Tell us some of the wonderful pictures you have, paintings you have of Tippy Lake.
Well, last summer, I decided I love the vintage cottages, and there's so many beautiful new homes replacing them. But I thought, you know, they're going to become a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I took pictures of many, many, many of the vintage cottages, and over the winter, I watercolored them. And then I decided to also do a picture or two for the watershed art auction, mm-hmm. which is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
This one goes through the middle of June. And I did two pictures, one of a vintage cottages group and one of turtles on a log mm-hmm. on Tippy. And so those are available for purchase through the watershed auction. And there's a code you can go into their website and get to that. The other ones, I have about a group of 12 or so other vintage cottages that are for sale. And they're in a group. If you come into the gallery, you'll see them right there on the wall. They've displayed really nicely there.
That's beautiful. And I know some of them. In fact, you have one of the really very rare lotuses on Oswego Lake.
Yes, that they are very rare. And they're just beautiful if you've never seen them. I think that inspires a lot of people to paint.
Yeah.
So I love them, and I think it's just amazing that they are growing, and they come back every year. They live for up to 200 years.
Oh,
it's
my
just
goodness.
Crazy.
Well, they're getting larger and larger and larger every year.
Yes, yes. Well, we sold one last year at the Watershed Dance down at the mm-hmm. dance hall, and the people that bought it live right across from them.
That's awesome.
So they really appreciated it.
Yeah. Well, Jan, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being so involved in the Lakeland Art Gallery. And, for our listeners, come down, take a look at Jan's exhibit, and you'll be glad you did, and maybe you can take one home with you.
And come in and sign up and become a member, or just come in and check out what we have. It's really a wonderful place.
Yes, it sure is. Thank you, Jan.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.